Forgers and Artists, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Sperra. Michael Barrett, The Book Forger. Jack the Ripper. It's a name that makes one shudder. To some, Jack is a fictional character who never really existed. To others, he represents the most interesting police mystery in the history of criminology. The murders of prostitutes in 1888 attributed to Jack the Ripper are real, as is the mystery that surrounds them. Although investigators identified several suspects, they never found the killer. At least the public has not heard of any arrests leading to a conviction. Even the exact number of Jack's victims is unknown. The most common account puts it at 5, some go as high as 8, while others accept only 3 or 4. With so much uncertainty, it's easy to understand why, a century later, Michael Barrett's so-called revelations took on such importance. Numerous criminologists have broken their teeth on this enigma, and even today, nothing is proven. The study of the case even has a name, Ripperology. Michael Barrett is said to be the author of the original Jack the Ripper diary, and his wife, Anne Graham Barrett, is said to have handwritten it from his typed notes and sometimes under her husband's dictation. In his confession, Michael says the idea came to him during a conversation with friends. Michael imagines that the ruse could bring in a lot of money if it worked. The manuscript, with some pages missing, would be presented as the diary of a Liverpool cotton merchant, James Maybrick. The diary showed that Maybrick was the author of the murders attributed to Jack the Ripper. To support his story, Michael Barrett went through James's background and the whole case of the serial killer. Maybrick becomes the ideal portmanteau. Having died in 1889, he cannot defend himself, and almost everything matches the time, the places, his visits to London. Barrett, an author by profession and a former scrap metal dealer, is convinced that he is the subject of a bestseller. He gathers the necessary material, paper, pens, ink, nothing too complicated. He discusses his project with his father-in-law, William Graham, who even helps finance it because the idea seems so good. Barrett buys an old journal at an auction and prepares it. It's a photo album dating from the beginning of the 20th century. He removes the pictures, as well as the sheets that are too damaged by the collages. He soaks the cover in linseed oil to remove the manufacturer's mark. The book takes 2 whole days to dry, with the help of the gas oven. The Barrett couple buys brass nibs from the Medici Art Gallery in Liverpool and diamine manuscript ink from the Blue Coat Chambers in Bold Street. After a few tests on a standard A4 sheet of paper, Michael realizes that Anne's handwriting seems more ordinary, less recognizable than his. So she takes care of the copy. After the aging process on the old journal is complete, 64 pages are ready to receive the ink from the brand new pens. Writing the diary takes 11 days. The Barrett's daughter, Caroline, witnessed the scene. Michael typing on the keyboard and then dictating the text to his wife, who in turn transcribed it onto the journal. Once the writing is finished, Michael gives his sister, Lynn Richardson, all the evidence. The backup discs, the pens and nibs, the remaining ink. Michael Barrett then brings the diary to Robert Smith in 1990 for publication. But things don't go quite as planned. For one, Barrett gets less money than he thought he would. The release of the book does make headlines. The Sunday Times screams fake, while others finally find the answers they've always been looking for. Wanting to protect her brother, Lynn Richardson destroys all the evidence after a damning article appears in the Daily Post. Crime enthusiasts are divided, and the public, especially on the internet and social media, is divided. So much so that in December 1993, Michael Barrett decides to reveal to the world that he is the author of the diary. He goes to the press, the publishers, his agent Doreen Montgomery, but in reply, he suffers threats, attacks, and his reputation is damaged. Nobody wants to believe his confessions. They're too happy to have a guilty man 100 years after the facts. Paul Feldman is his main detractor. He is another author, a specialist on the history of Jack the Ripper. In a letter dated January 5, 1995, Michael Barrett complains that Feldman turned his wife Anne against him, that she left with their daughter, and that Feldman ordered Barrett to stop his revelations under penalty of never seeing his family again. Barrett also claimed that Anne offered him £20,000 from Feldman if he would leave the path of redemption. On January 26, 1995, Michael Barrett published a new communique in which he said that he'd been threatened with death and that he'd been pressured to flee his home, which had been attacked and searched. His telephone wires were cut and he was beaten. He fears for his life. A hoax? Fake news? Exaggeration? He wants to prove that he is indeed the creator of the Ripper Diary. To do this, he describes the precise circumstances that explain the stains in the document. Quote, in the course of writing the Jack the Ripper journal, when I was dictating to Anne, errors occurred from time to time. For example, page 6 of the diary, second paragraph, line 9, begins with an ink stain. This stain covers an error when I told Anne to write James instead of Thomas. The error was covered by the ink blot. Michael Barrett shows that specific terms were used when they did not yet exist. The post house sign used for the bar in particular. He knows that the bar was once called Muck Midden, having been a waiter there for several years, but he mentioned the modern name on purpose. He wanted to be able to give clues as to the identity of the real author of the story. The paper was taken to a laboratory for analysis and then put under a scanning electron microscope. According to the experts, the paper is indeed Victorian. Later, without explanation, Barrett withdrew his confession and indicated that he had in fact received the notebook from one of his friends, Tony Devereux. A notorious alcoholic, Devereux died before he could confirm the facts. Some say that the diary actually belonged to the father of Barrett's wife, William Graham. Anne Barrett, as we've seen, left Michael and helped put pressure on him. Anne and Paul Feldman would go on to write books together, inspired by Maybrick. So is this, at the end of the day, just a sordid story about money? Well, yes, maybe it is. But what about this diary? Is it authentic or is it not? Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, Addictive Podcast Creator.